Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of the show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating the life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good on paper, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. A life that gets you jumping out of bed with so much excitement for what the day ahead holds, but also the minute your head hits the pillow at night, you're able to just be filled with so much gratitude and awe for this beautiful life that you have created for yourself. And on this podcast, we break down the process of manifestation, concrete action, and tangible steps so that you not only understand how the process works, that's the first step, but you're able to apply it, because it's only through application that we're able to create the kinds of groundbreaking transformations you desire. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, so happy you are here. If you haven't already, I'd be so freaking grateful if you could take a couple of minutes to go to whatever podcast platform you listen to my episodes and leave a review. It really helps with the algorithm and making sure more people who could benefit from the content I share are able to access it. It'll only take a couple of minutes. And if you haven't already, please come and say hi. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushpu.kway. It always means the world to me when I know that people are resonating and benefiting from this podcast. As I record this episode, I'm just on such a high because it's one of those weeks where I've been able to spend so much quality time with the friends in my life. You know, I've had people who are visiting from out of town. I've just come back from a retreat. I've, you know, caught up with friends who I haven't seen for a while. And these are the moments where I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, like, money is really wonderful. And don't get me wrong, I think we all should be wanting to manifest more and more money. But relationships for me are the greatest form of abundance. And I'm just feeling really abundant in life right now. And today's episode, I feel like it's going to resonate with a lot of people because, and it's a very vulnerable episode, but I'm sharing it because I know it's going to resonate with so many people. And it's all about this judgment we put on ourselves when we aren't at specific milestones in our unique timelines. And then we start to question what's wrong with me, or we think that maybe we're not good enough, or that we've missed the boat, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to notice that over the next couple of weeks, this podcast, it's going to take a slight shift in direction, but it's going to be a really exciting shift because I'm going to have a lot more guests on as a way to for them to share their stories about ways in which they've transformed their lives, how they've gone against the norm despite societal expectations. We're going to be discussing taboo topics such as fertility issues, life after divorce, salvaging rocky relationships, and so much more. Because no matter who you are and no matter what your life looks like, we are all facing some kind of struggle, some kind of battle, and we're also, to some degree, we are shackled to societal norms and expectations and these ideas of who we think we're meant to be and what we think our lives are meant to look like. And the minute there's a slight deviation, our egos rear its ugly head, and then we start to judge ourselves. We start to question, and we end up living our lives in this total state of resistance. And I know a huge catalyst in my growth journey was in order for me to meet the one, to meet my partner. And in the process, I've had to shed so many layers. I've had to really go inwards and work on myself. And I've also reached a point now where I'm so, so okay with where I'm at because I also trust in the outcome I'm manifesting. So I might not be in the kind of relationship I want yet, but I know that I'm going to manifest the most amazing partner. But I can say this with so much trust and so much conviction because of the amount of work I've done on myself. And also, I can share this so openly because I don't judge myself for being single anymore. Whereas for a long time, there was a lot of judgment, but it was more self-judgment. And I know there are a lot of women right now who are questioning their timelines, thinking they're late, wondering if they're not good enough, maybe they're not worthy of love and whatnot. But really, it's about getting out of this cookie cutter mentality that your life is meant to look in one particular way, but instead, can you start to allow yourself to honor your unique timeline and meet yourself where you're at? And also stay more focused on the outcome you're creating than what already exists. Where you're at today has no indication of where you're going tomorrow, as long as you're intentional about it. But instead, if you're reacting to your life right now, to the lack in your life right now, you better believe you're just going to keep manifesting more and more lack. And when you can find the sweet spot in your manifestation journey whereby you want more for yourself, but you're also offering from a place of total acceptance and all, including self-acceptance, that's when moving forward, getting what you want, but more importantly, not just getting that one desire, but building the most extraordinary life, it becomes so much easier. And like I said, it's not an overnight shift. It's taken me years of coming to peace with this, but now I'm at a point where I'm just so grateful for the amazing life I continue to build for myself, with also walking around with this positive expectancy and excitement to step into that next chapter of my life and to step into that next iteration of myself. And while, especially if you are South, like from a South Asian background, there is this emphasis and putting marriage on a pedestal. And a lot of women, because of this pressure, they end up settling. And they forget that after the wedding, there's a whole marriage. You'll be waking up with this person day in and day out. And if you settle and not actually allow yourself to meet the right person, you will spend your whole life in this feeling of unfulfillment, questioning yourself, feeling so lonely and disconnected. And there's nothing lonelier than waking up next to somebody yet feeling so disconnected. And as much as I am excited to meet my person and to enter that next chapter of my life, but I also know that when that happens, I want to enter from a place of power rather than neediness. I want to enter from a place of feeling so whole within myself versus needing someone else to complete me. And I don't know about you, but I personally know that when I meet the person who is right for me, I would rather be seen as a queen in her element rather than a damsel in distress, which really is what ends up happening when we're living with this fairy tale idea that a man is going to come and save the day, when we're waiting for a prince charming. And as a result, we're not actually working on ourselves and becoming the most extraordinary versions of ourselves because of this idea that once I meet my husband and get married, my life is going to be amazing and my problems are all going to be fixed. And, you know, we're conditioned to believe that marriage instantly equates happiness. But take it from someone who speaks to women on a day in and day out, that could not be further from the truth, especially if you aren't actually taking a proactive stance in the lead up whereby you're working on yourself. You're still going to be the same version of yourself, feeling those uncomfortable emotions, but now you have to experience that with someone else. And you might get that temporary dopamine hit. You might feel like you're putting a Band-aid on the wounds, but those wounds will still exist. You're just carrying that baggage with you into that relationship. And now not only do you have to deal with your own baggage, but you're also going to have to deal with someone else's. And it just ends up being such a messy, uncomfortable circumstance whereby you're just in this rut, this cycle of unfulfillment. And so really, like I said, it's if you really want to manifest the most extraordinary relationship, which I truly believe as women, we have everything within us too, and that is what we should be striving for. Again, there's no such thing as perfectionism, and we need to let go of this relationship ideal because no relationship is perfect. But at the same time, don't use that as a reason to settle for a lackluster relationship. And so in order to now start taking a proactive stance, there's so many ways you can do it. And it's not about like sitting back and waiting for someone to come and save the day, but it's, can I now be intentional about how I'm using this time in the lead up to me getting the desire that I want, in the lead up of me aligning with that relationship? Because there's two different energies you could be operating out of. One, when it comes to manifestation, and we're talking about the sense of relationships and manifesting marriage, but I'm talking now from this could apply to every desire, is you're either waiting and having a very passive approach to manifestation, thinking, okay, I prayed to God, I prayed to the universe, when my time comes, I'll meet the person. So that's waiting energy versus preparation energy. And what preparation energy is, I can't see it, I don't know how it's going to come, but I'm going to get so ready for it. I'm going to become the most exceptional version of myself with the knowingness that it's going to come to me. And when it comes to me, it's going to feel that much more satisfying. Because remember one thing, that you don't manifest what you want. You manifest more of who you are. And so if you're this energy of waiting and being passive in terms of how you approach your manifestations, you're going to also experience a circumstance whereby you're waiting on your desires, because life, the universe, it's not punishing you, it's not rewarding you, it's just responding to you, who you're being and how you're showing up. Versus if you're not preparing, if you're getting ready, now you're kind of creating that level of alignment within yourself. And in that level of alignment, you're going to see things around you move in ways you cannot even imagine. You're going to see yourself getting closer and closer to that relationship. And the more alignment you create within yourself and become in alignment with yourself, that's when synchronicities unfold, doors open, swing open out of nowhere, miracles unfold. And most importantly, you get the desire that you want. And so if you're in the camp, which I hope you are, if you're listening to a podcast like this, whereby you want to get into the energy of preparation, there's so many ways you can do it. And that starts with healing your wounds. Honey, I don't care who you are. There is no shame in having wounds. We all have them. We've all gone through some kind of trauma. Some people experience massive levels of trauma. Others experience mind levels of trauma. We all have gone through circumstances which have left us slightly wounded. There's no shame in it. But instead, approach it from a place of power, recognizing that, hey, I don't want this to be part of my future. And so I'm going to do the work to mend it, to heal it, and more importantly, to let go of the grip it has in me. Another way in which you can be proactive is living your purpose. This is this period whereby you're leading up to meeting someone. This is your period to really build the most exceptional foundation within yourself. And that means figuring out, getting clear, what is my purpose on this planet? How can I start to live in purpose? I can tell you that as much as I have so many sources of joy in my life, when I'm in service, when I'm carrying out my purpose, when I'm making a difference in someone's lives, when I'm consciously making an impact, oh, that level of joy and fulfillment, it is unmatchable. And if you can start to live in your purpose now, again, you're entering this relationship from a place of non-neediness and non-attachment, because you're the source of your own dopamine, your source of your own joy and fulfillment. Other ways in which you can start to get the energy of preparation is using this time to cultivate your level of self-worth and your overall relationship with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is the starting point of every relationship, and how you treat yourself, how you value yourself, how you love yourself, how you care for yourself, you're going to attract a partner who does exactly the same for you. So if you want to attract the most exceptional partner who loves you unconditionally, start giving that to yourself. You want a partner who values you and sees your worth, start seeing it yourself. Similarity is, use this time to get to know yourself, like establish what brings me joy and start to really go full throttle towards each of those. This period, again, get rid of the judgment and said, see it as a gift. You've been given this time to really become the most sensational version of yourself. Use it and live this, because I promise you, this freedom, this luxury of time that you have now, one day you're going to be married with kids. You're going to have other responsibilities to fulfill. You're not going to have this time. Use this time proactively rather than keep postponing your happiness and telling yourself that when I meet my partner, I'm going to travel. When I meet my partner, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. Do it right now with the knowingness that there's still so much joy to experience when you are in that relationship. Another huge way you can get ready for this relationship is this is something I'm so passionate about, build your financial literacy and grow your net worth. You can want to manifest a man who takes care of you financially, but do not let that be your only source of income. When you have your own means, that level of freedom you will give to yourself, it's incredible. And there's so many people who stay in marriages and unhappy relationships because of the lack of financial freedom. You've been given this time, use it as a way to just create your own ammunition and also your own safety bank. Similarity is, use this time to work on your mindset. Can I start to become someone who's just so solution oriented rather than someone who's always playing the victim card, always focusing on problems, but just making sure that I'm priming my mind with who I would want to be in a relationship with? Because I don't know about you, but I would definitely not want to manifest a man who plays a victim card, who is always so negative and focusing on problems. Another way you can use this time, and this is, again, something I'm so passionate about, is nurture your female friendships. Yes, romantic love is wonderful, but having women in your corner who have your back, who make you feel safe and supported, again, you're setting your life up, yourself, and yourself up for the most extraordinary future. Because yes, it's gonna be amazing to do all these cool experiences with your partner, but you gotta also have your girls. Your girls make you feel safe and supported. These are the people who are going to be the fuel behind your future. Also, you can use this time to create healthy habits within yourself. Like, start building habits, whether it's on your diet, your exercise, your morning routine, the way you take care of yourself. But this is the time you want to build that foundation so that when you meet your partner, it's just so natural, so part of your state of being. It's not something, an additional thing you have to think about. Similarly, start creating safety within yourself. We talk about regulating your nervous system so much, but this is it. It's when you create the safety within yourself and actually develop the tools, the know-how, and the understanding how to build a level of internal safety. Again, it's you're going to approach this relationship from a very grounded, regulated, and as a very secure version of yourself. And again, if you are secure within yourself, you're going to attract a partner and an overall relationship which feels very safe and secure, but also grounding on your nervous system. Use this time to also become a really sound communicator. Relationships, especially romantic relationships, the foundation of it is communication. Making sure that you're able to articulate your needs, ask for what you want, speak your preferences, talk about issues which are bothering you. But instead, if you're not actually working on your communication skills, you're not really setting yourself up for the healthiest relationship. Also, start to work on your beliefs and expectations and develop a healthy set of beliefs and expectations for what you want. Are you walking around thinking that life is always happening to you? You never get what you want, and everything is so hard for you, and everyone else has it easier. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, girl, if you want to attract the most expansive life for yourself, you cannot be holding on to these toxic, disempowering, victim-based beliefs. Use this time to really work on the story you're telling yourself. And here's the thing is, you become, as a human, you become so much more attractive when you actually shift your energy from a state of, please come and save me from my shame and misery of being single, to, you know what? I've built an extraordinary life. And if we share the same vision, why don't we continue building an extraordinary life together? Rather than feel like you need to settle because the pain and misery and shame you feel is so uncomfortable to bear, it is so much more empowering to actually be so at one with yourself, so grounded, so okay with where you're at, because in the process, you give yourself options. You don't need to settle. Again, like I said, it's not about having unrealistic ideals, but at the same time, it's about having non-negotiables that you're not going to bend over for. And I think this is, again, where the aspect of knowing yourself is so important, because when you know yourself, you're not going to settle for just anything, but instead, you're going to be able to call in the most aligned relationship because you are so aligned within yourself. And like I said earlier, is I speak to so many people every single week, and I can tell you a massive commonality is that the people in the happiest and most secure marriages, they aren't necessarily the ones who married young. Some are. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's always an exception to this. And you know, some people married young and they've been able to grow with their partner and their relationship has been able to blossom. But overall, it's the marriages whereby each person have individually built wonderful lives, but then they came together to create an even more wonderful life, whereby there was no codependency, no resentment because of unmet needs, no unwarranted expectations, no enabling, no projecting, no victimization. And honestly, even though you had it in your mind that you were going to get married at a certain age and you may be well past that age, don't be fooled into thinking you're behind. Yes, your ego might be spewing up all these stories. You're not behind. You've been given the gift of time to build the foundation of the extraordinary marriage you're creating for yourself. But now the real question is, what are you actually doing with that time? Writing down endless lists, it's not enough. Having a vision of the kind of man, the kind of marriage, the kind of relationship you want to manifest, it's not enough. Now you have to take it one step further. You need to actually create that change within yourself. You need to become in alignment with that outcome in order to actually attract it. And how you receive it, when it happens, that's not for you to figure out, but you can get grounded in the knowingness that if I'm so in alignment with what I'm calling in, it is just a matter of time for me to receive it. And I'm going to hold on to that conviction. Because here's the thing, that we can all say, I believe in the universe, I believe in God, but this is really what blind faith is: trusting in an unseen reality, no matter what, being relentless about what you expect with the knowingness that you are so safe and supported, and that this is a co-creative process whereby you and the universe are one and working towards the outcome you want. And, you know, we've spoken about manifesting marriage and relationships, but ultimately, no matter what you're manifesting for yourself, a disempowered and miserable journey, it's not going to lead you to a happy destination. And until you become what you want, you're not going to get what you want. And manifestation, it really is as simple as that. You can do all the things. You can go onto the apps. You can go onto matchmaking sites. You can ask friends to introduce you, and you can do all the things. But if you're not being, if you're not actually altering your state of being to align with the outcome you're creating, all those efforts are futile. They're not going to make any difference, at least not the kind of difference that you wish to experience. And so if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week. But in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.